Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 173, Subscription-Based Services. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated Customer Service Manager, Brandon Manthe.
The rise of subscription-based businesses. Subscription-based services have been around for a while, for more than a century, in fact. They're an integral part of consumer spending. Most of us are used to paying a yearly flat fee or a monthly fee to get something in return, from magazines to cable television. An overall consumer desire to simplify life has led more people to pay for the convenience subscription-based services offer. This trend has been an economic boon for existing and startup businesses that are early adopters of selling goods and services through subscriptions. In 2014, Zuora, a subscription-based billing company, estimated that 15 million companies in the United States and Europe were already using or could embrace the business model. This podcast will explore the history of subscription-based services, why the business model has gained popularity, the pros and cons of adopting the model, and how to start a subscription-based business. The first of what we know as subscription-based services made their debut in the 1700s, with wealthy people gaining status into clubs or organizations. Today, these clubs, such as country clubs or yacht clubs, still exist. We think of the dues as membership fees, but in essence, their members subscribe to be included on the roster in return for a service or access. In 1881, a more tangible service, the tetraphone, was introduced to wealthy people who were willing to pay to listen to 5 minutes of opera performance via a telephone line. As time went on, more subscription-based services were born, from magazines to everyday staples like coal, milk, or ice, all delivered to homes on a regular basis. Today, a significant portion of the population is entertained by subscription cable television or music streamed from a mobile device. In addition, more and more products, as opposed to just services, are being purchased through a subscription. According to a May 2015 report, 18% of consumers buy products by subscription. Here are just a few companies, along with their core product, that have experienced phenomenal growth using the subscription-based model. Trunk Club, which sells men's clothing, started in 2009 and was purchased by Nordstrom in 2014 for $350 million. Birchbox, a beauty products company, had 1 million subscribers at the end of its first 5 years in business in 2015. The Dollar Shave Club, which provides men's razors, launched in 2011 and reached 1.7 million subscribers by 2015. The Honest Company, a natural baby and home products business, valued at $1 billion in 2015 after just 3 years in business. Clearly, consumers are buying into subscription-based services and products for two primary reasons: the savings of time and money. In the daily juggling that is life, consumers who sign up for a subscription service or product like the fact that they don't have to think about continuous repurchases. The product comes to the door, oftentimes before it is needed, without any extra effort. Consumers also like being able to budget monthly as subscriptions are purchased at a flat rate. Consumers enjoy even more value because many subscriptions are bundled, saving consumers more than buying services or products a la carte. Finally, customers like the control they have over subscriptions. They can upgrade or change their preferences, either for the subscription itself or for the company at any time. Or they can cancel the service altogether. The fact that this control is not always practiced by consumers is the primary reason businesses like adopting a subscription-based model. It offers predictability, especially in sales and revenue. Subscription-based businesses also have more ability than other business models to calculate the lifetime value of a customer, manage inventory, and offer uncomplicated pricing models. The ability to forecast revenue is just one benefit of adopting a subscription-based model. Not only is recurring revenue a benefit for business forecasting, it's also a benefit to business valuation. A business with a high percentage of recurring revenue will be valued up to 8 times that of a comparable business with little or no recurring revenue. Three other pros include: Number one, saving money on retaining customers. While retention is less expensive than recruitment, this obvious benefit cannot be overlooked. Number two, forming long-lasting customer relationships. A consistent customer base allows a business to better understand the wants, needs, likes, and dislikes of its customers. This makes for better products and services. In addition, customers who hear from you often, like when a product arrives monthly, are more apt to speak highly of you in social circles, whether those are face-to-face or over social media. In fact, the exclusive feeling subscribers get when being part of the club makes them more likely to rave about the business's product and services. And number three, testing new products. Distributing a box of products each month allows businesses to add samples of new products or up-and-coming products from vendors. Selling more products naturally leads to bigger profit margins. Of course, every business model has its drawbacks. Entrepreneurs or existing businesses considering a subscription-based model may find entry into the market has challenges. A few include: not all consumers like contracts. Signing up for a free subscription trial is easy, but remembering to cancel it when it's no longer wanted is not. Therefore, many people avoid the scenario, making customer recruitment difficult at times. Businesses must maintain value. This is true of all businesses, but subscription-based businesses have the added burden of appealing to the same customers month after month. And competition is growing, fast. Because the entry into the market is low, businesses are jumping on the bandwagon, leading to oversaturation in some markets. Businesses and consumers have met at an intersection where businesses are moving toward creating a predictable revenue stream, and consumers are looking for more choices. At the same time, the ability to buy and sell products and services online has catapulted the recent boom of subscription-based businesses. From newspapers to cloud-based software to application-based services, businesses have taken advantage of ongoing and less expensive digital trends. After all, it is cheaper to start and sustain a digital business than it is to produce physical products or maintain a storefront. Consider what has changed in just the past 10 years. There has been a 100-time reduction in the cost of software infrastructure. What would have cost a startup business $100,000 per month 10 years ago can now be purchased for $1,000 per month. File storage costs are 16 times less. The cost of internet bandwidth has gone down 75 times. And free open-source software has replaced costly licenses. So, we have you convinced. You've decided you'd like to know more about starting a subscription-based business, or maybe you want to add the model to your company offerings. Even though the field is filling fast, opportunities are plenty. Your business may fit into one or more of these 9 models. Model number 1, the membership website. Providing insider information via the web works best in niche markets where members can learn and interact with one another. 2, the all-you-can-eat content. Much like Netflix or Hulu, access to regular content retains subscribers. Number 3, a private club. If you have a service or experience with limited supply, consider making it a subscription for those seeing status offerings. The challenge is to sell consumers on its rarity. Number 4 is front of the line. This model is for consumers who will spend money not to wait in line. This model can work for business IT services as well as hotels and theme parks. Number 5, consumables. If you have a product that naturally runs out, like diapers or beauty aids, a subscription-based business may be right for you. Number 6, the surprise box. If you have multiple varieties of a food product, consumers may be willing to subscribe for the delivery of monthly varieties. Number 7, the simplifier. Business owners and homeowners alike are looking for ways to simplify their lives. How about signing them up for regular services in cleaning or maintenance? Number 8 is the network model. Do you have an idea in which the benefits increase as more people join? It works for dating and car sharing services. And number 9 is the peace of mind. These services alert people when there is an issue. These exist to tell you if your child walks out of a safe zone or if your website is down. Stephen Rappaport, founder of subscription-based Packed Coffee, says consumers are more apt to buy if they are able to pull the product toward them rather than having it pushed at them. To get consumers to pull, Rapoport suggests your subscription product act like a vitamin or a painkiller, improve lives, or solve problems. Chuck Longenecker, a San Francisco Bay Area entrepreneur, suggests that now is the time for professional service providers like web designers, marketers, and financial advisors to get into the subscription-based market. He did so with his user experience firm Digital Telepathy, where subscribers pay a flat rate rather than fees for individual services or products. The result? A 300% increase in revenue. Longenecker says a primary benefit to professional services is much like the benefit of any other model. You can forecast revenue and needed resources. For the provider, it's also less work in the long run. No longer is there a need for scope changes or writing up recurring contracts. Subscribers feel secure in knowing resources will be available even though their needs may change. This all results in a better relationship between provider and client because the goal is no longer a deliverable, it's an objective. So how do you get started? You have an idea you are sure will succeed with a subscription-based model. Now what? While the new model may be worth it, getting there won't be easy, especially if you are an established business. Adobe realized a few years ago that it had to transform its software business to a subscription model in order to stay alive. Through the process, its leaders learned that they had to rethink virtually every aspect of the business, from packaging to culture. According to those who have studied or developed the business model, several initial steps await those who want to get into the business. Step 1. Imagine the business or model already exists. Who are your ideal customers? What would they buy? For how long of a time would they buy it? Ideal may not necessarily equal large. Instead, consider profit margins and ease of delivery. Step 2. Track the reasons customers contact you. This list should span the past 3 to 5 years. Then, imagine how you would respond to these inquiries under the subscription model. Step 3. Model the model. In other words, develop a concept of what you would offer, when you would offer it, and to whom. Base your assumptions on what you would determine from the first 2 steps. Step 4. Do some fine-tuning. Now that you have a concept, does your model include too many elements so that you won't attract enough customers? If so, eliminate them. Can you add tiers or varying levels of service to make it attractive to more customers? If so, include them. Step 5. Set a price. The easiest way to start is to add up how much a customer would pay a la carte for all of the services included in each tier of the model, then provide a discount. It may feel uncomfortable to discount your services, but remember that you are making up the difference by no longer having to market to existing customers. Another strategy is to determine an ideal price point and set tiers above and below it. As time passes, learn from your customers and adjust as needed. Step 6. Skip your A and B customers. Don't roll out the model to your best customers or even your second best customers. Instead, propose the model to your C-level customers. Fine-tune the product until they buy, and then move up the customer ladder. Step 7. Use multiple sales channels. Customers expect to sign up for a subscription on their own time, their own way. Make sure sales can happen whether a customer wants to use a desktop computer or a mobile device or wants to talk with someone directly. Step 8. Make it the only option. Once you have A and B level customers on board, consider turning off the a la carte option in favor of exclusively providing subscription-based services. These key 8 steps may make you think starting a subscription-based business is a no-brainer. And then accounting comes along to raise a flag. On the surface, it may seem that billing for recurring products or services should not be difficult. But what about the what-ifs? What if customers change their subscription preferences in the middle of a billing cycle, and you are left to prorate? What if the credit card on file fails? What if you are unsure of the tax rate on your product or service? What if you are unable to track products' churn rates? The following accounting challenges face entrepreneurs implementing a subscription-based model. Recognizing revenue. Subscription-based businesses have been around long enough to be addressed by generally accepted accounting principles. However, not all revenue recognition situations are clear, and some may require judgment as to the correct revenue recognition. Another challenge is taxes. Will you be able to keep up with changes in tax code and state tax rules? Are you able to determine what is taxable or where it is taxable? Selling internationally magnifies these issues. A third challenge is credit cards. You will need a plan should customers pay with prepaid cards that run out or credit cards that fail. And one more challenge is compliance. For example, credit cards. If you keep payment details for renewal billing, you're subject to payment card industry regulations. You can eliminate this issue by outsourcing your payment process, although setting up payments for international customers can be more difficult and costly. Setting up recurring payments and keeping card information on file is especially tricky for subscription-based businesses because some customers may not initially understand they are going to be billed routinely, and because you are on the hook to capture customers' consent if you need to change billing amount or frequency. It may be logical to think that once customers buy subscriptions, they stick with the product or service as it was sold to them during the life of the contract. In reality, subscriptions change over the lifetime, causing ripples in a business's accounting system, according to Zuora. Tracking these changes and generating monthly financial statements can be difficult, so business owners need to determine how to streamline accounting before they end up piecing reports together by hand. Zuora also suggests that business owners set up a dashboard of key performance indicators specific to subscription-based businesses. These include annual recurring revenue, customer retention rate, recurring profit margin, and growth efficiency index, which is defined as the cost to get $1 in additional annual recurring revenue. After all that, what's next? The final step of the startup process is to be patient. If you are already in business, keep in mind that this is a change, and you are asking your customers to form a new habit. And that's just what buying a subscription becomes, a habit. Once established, habits are hard to break. But have you thought about the last time you tried to make a habit of something? It's difficult, isn't it? As a subscription-based business owner, your job will be to help customers build a new routine. And Rapoport says you can't do it without a product or service being so valuable, customers can't live without it. He states, quote, "A good subscription is one where if you remove the subscription aspect, your customers would actually be irritated. They'd be disappointed, and they'd call for it to be brought back, not collectively breathe a sigh of relief." To achieve this, you have to listen really intensely to what your customers want and go and build it for them, unquote.
Thanks for listening to this podcast on subscription-based services. If you enjoyed this podcast, make sure you look out for future podcasts, each podcast designed to help your organization succeed. If you'd like to listen to other podcasts, please visit our website at 4imprint.com/bluepapers.